Hello everybody, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to today's Midweek Meltdown.
What have we got today?
You're not going to believe this. You know when people say it's not rocket science?
Yeah.
An actual rocket scientist has messaged us.
Oh, really?
I can't
believe a rocket scientist listens to this show.
Well, she does.
Thank you for listening to this show.
She says, I'm an engineer working in the rocket testing world. You probably wouldn't be surprised to hear that it's a pretty sexist industry, and I'm the only woman on my team. I have a 7-month-old baby, and I've been given a poor performance review for the period when I was pregnant. I put up with sexist comments from my boss and discrimination from my co-workers for having a different working style. My poor performance review means that I've been denied the opportunity to apply for promotions that interested me, and I will not receive a monetary bonus that my co-workers will all be given.
Oh my God.
I know my worth, and I've advocated for myself loudly and proudly. I've done all of this whilst also recovering from the birth, having vaginal surgery at 5 months postpartum, trying to be a supportive wife, and learning how to be a mum. I'm fucking exhausted. What do you recommend I do to fill my cup?
Oh my God. That is a lot.
It is so much.
Wow. I want to know what they meant by her different working style. That sounds like a very diplomatic way of saying you basically don't work like a man.
My first thing that I would say to you, Anon, is have a look at two websites. One is called womenreturners.com. And the other one is Pregnant Then Screwed, which you might have heard of. They will both give you advice and mentoring and career support, probably in a better way than we're able to give you. But I do wonder if there would be some advice and help on those websites to sort of support you in the fact that you're not now getting your bonus and you haven't been allowed to apply for the promotions, because both of those things are not okay. And I wonder if they could be rectified.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. But then in terms of this new mum who's fucking exhausted, her words, what can she do to fill her cup?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like she has got a lot of time for herself and
no,
to herself.
No, it doesn't.
So the first thing I would say is try and carve out perhaps half an hour or an hour to yourself once a week, if that's possible. I don't know what your situation is with your work, what hours you work, and what kind of help and support you have around the baby. But having time to yourself is so imperative for your mental health, your physical health, and your overall self-care.
Mm.
And then within that time, I would suggest doing something that you really love, whether that's, they're always the simplest of things, whether it's going for a walk in nature with a friend, or having a catch up with one of your oldest friends, or going and doing some yoga, or just sitting in a coffee shop and reading a book. It doesn't really matter what it is, but just make sure it's something that you love to do and something that makes you smile.
And something that is just for you.
Yeah.
So that half an hour when you're like, oh, the baby's asleep and I've actually got half an hour free, that is not to be spent folding baby grows or making something for supper. That is time for you. And you say that you've spent time trying to be a supportive wife. Well, I'm sure that your husband equally would like to be a supportive husband. So if it is possible, perhaps on a weekend, that you could have half a day to yourself while he cares for the baby, and you just do something, and don't you dare use the word selfish. You do something that is for you and only you, that makes you happy.
Well, I think the one thing that we've all really learned by doing 500 episodes on this show is that it's such a cliche, but self-care is not selfish. It is so necessary and so important for your own mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health. That actually, if you are empty and running on empty, and it sounds like you are, then that's of no use to anyone. But this doesn't sound like a woman that is struggling to put herself first. It sounds like she said, I advocate for myself loudly and proudly.
Yeah.
She's good at standing up for herself. Yeah. She's good at knowing what her wants and her needs are and making sure that they are met, but they can't be met within work. And we can't meet them for her in work. So how can she meet her own needs outside of that toxic environment?
The first thing that is coming to mind, the first show that pops into my head, is the taking yourself on a date. Because neither of our dates were particularly like big, huge things that cost a lot of money. I took myself to a bookshop and for a cup of coffee, and you took yourself to Barry's boot camp, you know? So I just feel like, think about the things that maybe you used to do that really made you feel just content and smile and happy for a couple of hours. And yeah, like you said, sometimes it's just as simple as meeting a friend for lunch.
Well, it's the things that make you feel like you.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And I know that, you know, her and I are on opposite ends. Like, she's just having her baby and I'm going through the menopause now. So actually, I'm constantly trying to find the things or engage, not find, engage in the things that make me, remind me of who I am and how I feel about myself.
Mm.
And that kind of center me and ground me into myself. And I think those things are so important for your own sanity and for your energy levels and for your self-esteem. They're everything. They become my absolute fundamentals and the foundation to me being the person that I am in the world. And I would say that this is something that would really help her.
I mean, you know what? It doesn't even have to be that she leaves the house. It might be that she asks her husband, could you take the baby out for half a day? And she actually just gets time to be on her own. Yeah, doing whatever.
The problem is with being at home on your own, there's always something to do. There is. There's always a washing machine to unload, a dishwasher to unload. There's always something to clear up. I mean, you know, I could clean my kitchen countertops constantly.
Of course, we all could, but you have to be intentional about, I have this half day at home and I'm not doing anything that's for anybody else in this half day that I've got for me. Because she might be so tired and overwhelmed and exhausted that she doesn't want to be getting dressed and trotting herself up to town or going to sit in a salt cave or going to have a massage or whatever it is. She may just want to be at home alone with no responsibilities and relaxing. Sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's however you choose to relax. I mean, I don't find it relaxing at home because I'm always doing something and I can't seem to stop myself. But that's my stuff. I'm just, whatever you find relaxing, do that. Mm. For me to get out the house and go and get an hour to myself in the gym is much more relaxing than being at home trying not to clean my kitchen countertops.
Yeah. And also, it's not a one-time thing. So make sure that this can happen for you regularly. Even if it's once a month that you've got this arrangement with your husband where he takes the baby and you know that you've got this half day or this one day clear or an evening or whatever it is that suits you, make sure that's regular so that you are filling your cup a little bit every month and you've got the next one to look forward to.
So let me ask you a question. If you had 1 hour a week to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and all the other hours in the week were either spent with childcare or at work or always doing something for someone else, how would you spend that hour?
Honestly, I would sit down with my favourite book and a really nice cup of tea in silence and turn my phone off. And that was what, that is like a real indulgence for me.
Yeah.
And I would love that.
Yeah. There you go. And I wouldn't never do that. I would go to the gym.
Right.
I would go, I would have a really hard workout and I would come back and I would feel like so much better about everything. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. It's just whatever supports you. Well, I hope that helps, Anonymous. I'm really sorry that you have experienced that in your workplace. And those places that Laura mentioned, those websites, are, they're really amazing and they're doing amazing work for people just like you. So do go and check them out. And I really do hope that you find the support you need. And go you for advocating and standing up for yourself so loudly and proudly. There's not many women that would be able to work purely amongst men and be okay. So
it's a tough gig. You're doing great.
Yeah, well done. If you would like to be part of our midweek meltdown, then please just email us hello@selfcareclub.co.uk because we would love to hear from you. And if you want to come and follow us on our socials, at Self Care Club Pod on Instagram, they're all in the show notes below. So just go check it out and we would love to hear from you. We'll be back on Friday with our weekly wellness roundup.
See you then.